Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Sophia Salaby in for Ricky Bevington. Another Georgia Democrat has joined the race for U.S. Senate. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on the announcement from John Ossoff.
Ossoff runs an investigative documentary film company and lost the runoff for the extremely costly 6th Congressional District special election in 2017. He says he's running because he believes Congress should pass laws that benefit Americans.
And yet our elected representatives are not delivering. They're doing the opposite because of a deeply entrenched corruption in our political system, because they don't see themselves as beholden to the people.
He joins former Columbus Mayor Teresa Tomlinson,
Clarkston Mayor Ted Terry, and former Lieutenant Governor nominee Sarah Riggs Amico in the race to challenge Senator David Perdue next fall. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Georgia farmers can begin applying for a piece of $3 billion in federal aid tomorrow. As GPB's Grant Blankenship reports, the money will cover damages from Hurricane Michael or other recent weather events.
The money from what's called the WHIP Plus program was authorized by President Trump back in June. It's available for farmers hurt by weather as far back as Tropical Storm Cindy in 2017. According to the Georgia Recorder, close to half of the $3 billion will be dispersed to farmers who directly apply for it. The Georgia Department of Agriculture says that's mostly for growers of row crops like cotton or peanuts. The balance will come in state-managed block grants for those who farm specialty crops like pecans or blueberries. Applications for the funds will be taken at local USDA service centers. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
And Delta Airlines is investing in driverless cars. The Atlanta-based company is working with Georgia Tech and the Curiosity Lab at Peachtree Corners on the research. The lab has a mile-and-a-half-long test track in metro Atlanta. Delta says it could use the vehicles to help passengers make connections across an airport or deliver baggage. I'm Sophia Salaby for GPB News.